13 years after a federal jury in Boston decided a drifter should be put to death for a three-day killing spree, another jury has just begun hearing the case all over again. Gary Lee Sampson has pleaded guilty to the crimes and left it to a jury to decide his sentence. After the first verdict was thrown out, lawyers began making their case to a new jury yesterday. WBUR's David Boeri has this report, which you should know includes some gruesome details.
What the jury was hearing for the first time, the families of three victims were hearing a second time. And it was difficult. Were the bright, boyish 19-year-old Jonathan Rizzo alive today, he would be 34 years old. In the opening statements of the prosecutor, Rizzo was still 19. His father, Michael Rizzo, was hearing again how he was stabbed over and over and over again.
But it was so much more raw last time. It was new. It was raw. I'd never been through this process before, but the words are still horrible to hear. It's very emotional.
Rizzo's was the second of three killings in a week of savagery sprung by drifter Gary Sampson in July 2001. Sampson was looking for a car, prosecutor Dustin Chow told the jurors, and Rizzo was a little kid with a big heart that made a big target. As soon as he picked up this defendant, his life was over. At the time, Sampson was 41 and muscular. Before he got a ride from Rizzo, he had gotten a lift from retiree Philip McCloskey. Based on Sampson's confessions to police, which the jurors will hear in full, Sampson pulled out a razor-sharp knife 5 inches long and forced the grandfather to drive to some woods in Marshfield, where the defendant then stabbed him 24 times. McCloskey's son Scott heard once more the graphic account in which his father's head was nearly severed.
We've been through this already. It's been 13 years now since he's been convicted, and we got to go through this all again. It's tough. It's tough for every single one of us.
The discovery that one of the jurors in that trial had lied on her juror questionnaire led the first trial judge to overturn the verdict. Now, at 57, Sampson looks nothing like he did, but his swagger remains. He's already acted up. He's been removed from court after one outburst, and he's been put in leg shackles that are hidden from the jurors by the placement of a drape on the defense table that extends to the floor. In their last moments, Chow told the jurors about the victims, Sampson had the power of life, and he took it. In disturbing description and quotes, the prosecutor outlined the cruelty and calculation the jurors will hear in even greater detail, how Sampson lulled his victims into believing they would be okay. He sprayed Rizzo with insect repellent after tying him to a tree and before putting a sock in the young man's mouth and stabbing him repeatedly. After the first two killings, and after Sampson drove Rizzo's car to New Hampshire, he met his third random target, Robert Whitney, whom he chose to strangle instead. "I didn't want no more blood on me," Sampson tells investigators on the CD the jurors will hear. After an hour, it was time for the jury to hear from the defense. All the attorneys are new, and William McDaniels outlined a new line of defense. Gary Sampson's brain has been broken for a very long time. Since early childhood, McDaniels told the jurors, a lot of this trial will be about his brain. The defense says it intends to show a history of repetitive traumatic brain injuries that start with Sampson falling off his bicycle at age 4. McDaniels told the jury that brain experts, brain imaging, and related evidence will convince them that justice and mercy demand they not kill a brain-damaged man. "I stuck my thumb out and an old man picked me up in a van," Sampson says on a tape that was stopped there as court ended for the day. Day two should start promptly with more than anyone might want to hear about the death of that old man, Philip McCloskey. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.